watching Throttle House. I'm Thomas. And I just wanted to do one of those little skitty any bits.
And I'm James!
You missed your cue.
I know, I'm sorry. You even nailed that though.
Thanks.
Okay. Props to Toyota and Subaru, I will say. Because when Mazda do a special edition for the MX-5, it's our anniversary. You better remember our anniversary.
Right, it's our anniversary.
This, Hakone, Yuzu,
yeah.
Ikizuma.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I said that last one right.
That all sounds cool. You could have been saying any words there, and I would have been like, yeah. So, we've driven this car before, or versions of it.
Yes.
Right?
The last one we drove was a BRZTS.
BRZTS, which we didn't like for a reason that we will discuss in a second. But this one has been tweaked, as they usually do. Same kind of damper setup. Everything is roughly the same, but they've tuned those dampers to be sportier. They've adjusted the throttle so that downshift lips are a little bit easier, apparently. Oh, you almost over-revved, so maybe that's true.
Maybe that's true.
They have tweaked the torque, apparently, so that it's a little bit more usable. And the steering has been improved even further.
Except it hasn't.
Except it hasn't.
It got more lifeless.
How is that a thing? Why do they keep doing that? Actually, I spent some time on the forums, kind of reading people's opinions on the steering, and no one can agree. A lot of people seem to think that the steering in the original Super BRZ and FRS, which we like better,
yes,
was just heavier, not better.
Not true.
Not true. It isn't true. This is a really lifeless steering rack, and it makes me a bit sad. Doesn't mean it couldn't be changed with tweaks here and there. I don't know. But
here's the thing.
Yeah.
It's still one of the best cars for the money, and also the MX-5 steering isn't great. It's just fine.
That's true. Yeah, it's not like it has a lot of competition anywhere, right? All right, you deserve the traction control off.
Thank you.
I'm going to do this. It's very complex. Make me hold this down for like a gajillion minutes.
No, you just hold it down for like a few seconds.
No, that's not right. So there's a click and a hold or something. Hold on, the dash will change when everything's fully off.
No, you've done it wrong.
So there's track off and off. No, the dash will change when it goes fully off. You're not fully off. That's not off. Here, click this one. That one?
The track goes off there. Press it once hard. And then
you might
have
to be under a certain speed.
But no, press it. Just press it once.
Aw.
That's it. Am I proud of the synchronized clip?
Not at all.
No.
That was a low point
in our lives. All right. Well, we've got 224 horsepower to play with. It weighs 2,800 pounds.
Yes. That number seems so insane.
Do you think so?
2,800 pounds is so light these days.
But we were recently in the Alpha 4C, and that thing's like 2,400 pounds. A Civic Si is about this, a bit more. But
and those are all great cars to drive.
True.
Right?
Still doesn't sound amazing.
What is that sound?
They haven't changed it much. Like, this
it's just a really annoying version of the sound.
Does the Hakone have a special exhaust?
Don't think so.
Yeah, I think it could do with one.
Maybe.
Sometimes in the past when they've done the special editions, I remember the TRD at the GT86 was very boomy.
Yes, it was boomy.
So I'd still take this over that.
I still think the best version, the best sound that you can get out of one of these cars, is to do unequal length headers and lean into the boxer.
Right.
Stop trying to make it sound like a Porsche. You're just not going to do that, right? Bring out the warble.
But weirdly, right? I like when I see stock ones of these cars. I like someone keeping it.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was the sickest 180.
And then, do you see, I did a little reverse at the end.
Yeah, at the end. That was amazing. Yeah,
I called it the reverse switch up.
It's a signature James move.
Yeah.
Oh, like tires. It smells like PS4s.
PS4s, yeah.
Yeah.
I think they've done a great job with the interior. I remember my 2012 one was so rubbish. But now I get in here and I'm like, you know what, this is quite nice. The only thing I don't like is the steering wheel.
Counterpoint to that. I think that some of the materials in even the older ones were a bit better than this.
I like the design of this.
But are you being tricked by stitching and like cheap leather? Because yes. I'd rather have high quality plastics. I don't even
know. No, you wouldn't. You said that out loud. It didn't sound right.
It didn't sound right.
I'm missing a knee pad. Where's my knee pad? I prefer a knee pad, you know? You crushed that. Like, you're getting so much better at your own trick.
Thank you. I got this one. See the cool shake on the shifter? Because it says Hakone Edition.
Oh, it's just that feeling over the bump there. When it goes into the hole and out. That quick.
Yeah.
That's where you feel the weight.
The lack of weight.
The lack of weight, yes.
It's a brilliant car.
It just is.
And there's so few like it now.
So few like it.
I keep going on about the manual naturally aspirated combo with the rear wheel drive. But it's just so good.
It's one of those things where I think everybody needs to do it. Like, everybody needs to do this at some point. If you're a car enthusiast, you at some point need to have a car where you learn that combination. Manual, naturally aspirated rear wheel drive.
Yeah, screw the, you need to have an alpha to be a car enthusiast.
No, it's not that.
You need that formula. You need naturally aspirated, manual rear wheel drive.
And you're not a true car enthusiast unless you...
There you go. Now we're the gatekeepers.
There we go. Nice. You screwed up your thing. You screwed up your trick. You didn't do it right.
The reverse click.
The reverse
shutter,
thing,
shutter.
The shutter, push button.
Clap, clap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you'll have to practice.
That's a once. I can only do that once and then I've got to wait 10 minutes to recharge.
Can I drive?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I've started to realize something about the 86 BRZ twins over the years. They've slowly got more refined. The ride has been improved. And in some ways, they become less raw, like in the steering department.
Yes.
So they're kind of trending towards Porsche territory.
Interesting.
Right? So I
don't mind a nicer ride, though. That was one of the faults in my old car.
Absolutely it was, yeah. And I think that they just keep improving everything here and there. And it ends up being a more refined experience. So the tires in this are just grippy enough that this car can't hold a power slide.
Yeah, 100%.
That's what you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah, so maybe you'll achieve my trick, which has yet to be named. It's called the Yuzu. That's what it is. I'm saving it for the next edition.
You just got to keep flicking it into a skid.
That's ridiculous.
But yeah, it won't hold a third gear power slide. That's for sure. But I don't know if this is the type of car that you would want to be able to hold a third gear power slide.
Yay.
Which means that you know what? The throttle is more sensitive.
It's blippy.
It's really blippy.
Yeah.
Like, that's a good thing. This is like the perfect learner car because that oversteer happens so slowly.
This is the very early version of this car is the first car I ever had on a track.
That's right.
Yeah. This is my first love.
Hey, a little bit of rain.
I popped my cherry in an 86. It sounds like a weird country song.
It does a little bit, yeah.
But here's the other thing that it was so good at doing.
Well, it got slippery over here. It's raining over here, yeah.
And another place where it potentially nips at the heels of Porsche is this car, and especially now, and maybe especially in the special editions, looks so much better than the dollar you spend to buy it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Look at it.
Yeah, so that's kind of part of my theory, heading towards this like direction of Porsche, sophistication.
Right.
Because like the original versions of this car were a little bit like
I don't know what the word is. There's like too much stuff going on. And some of it didn't really always visually make sense to me, but this has gone to this level of like clean simplicity and proportion that I really like, especially the profile. Like this line here over to this ducktail.
I agree with
beautiful.
That. I think the original still looked great. I didn't think they had that much.
No, I still really like it, but I just think that this is, it's just like a, it's in the direction of refinement.
Do you prefer the aesthetic of the Toyota's front or the Subaru's?
I can't remember. I think I prefer the Toyota in the first gen, and no, I think I still like the Toyota better for both.
There's disagreement among our team. I thought everyone would prefer the Toyota, but the Subaru with its froggier face.
Yeah.
Harrison, our sound engineer, loves it. Okay, so I'll give him credit. Hakone edition stuff.
Yep.
Ridge green, bronze wheels,
and
Brembo brakes. Oh, yeah, the seats, yeah.
The tan, really
tan
nice.
The seats.
Yeah.
We've got the duckbill spoiler also in ridge green.
Yeah. I think that these should be more bronze.
Like, so when you post it to Instagram, turn the thing...
The saturation up a little bit? Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I think it looks really fantastic.
No, it still does.
And it still does the 86 BRZ thing, which is you can fit crazy amounts of stuff in it. There's whole subreddits dedicated to the things that people like. I've seen TVs, 60-inch TVs popping out the back.
Well, that's because from its very inception, it was designed to be a weekend track day car, so you can fold the seats down and fit a spare set of track tires in it.
Right.
And that was just brilliant right from the beginning.
And it's something it has over an MX-5.
That's
not
a big thing.
Just the cool name.
The big thing. And all the other stuff, too. It's better in every way, really.
It's not better in every way.
Pretty much.
All right. The shifting experience in the engine is still better in the MX-5. All right, fine.
Shifting
we will do.
The shifting experience.
When the MX-5 35th anniversary comes.
Yeah, June 4th. Don't forget it.
You've already got it wrong.
Yeah.
I also forgot it. We will grab the whatever the current awesome named special edition is, probably the Yuzu, that yellow one with the sick body kit around
it. Are you sure you got that name right? You just keep throwing those words
yuzu.
Out. Do you know?
Is that the citrusy sauce thing?
Yuzu
like
sauce.
If you put yuzu on something, it makes it taste better. And that's what that special edition will do for that car. And we'll put it up against the MX-5 and then we'll have a real special edition off.
Special edition off?
It doesn't have the same ring as wagon off.
No.
But yeah, really.
This is still such a fantastic car. And this is, you know, rare is a word that gets tossed around a lot.
Was it 800 and something in North America?
There's not that many of these.
This is one of 30 manual editions in Canada.
Yeah, that's pretty rare. That's kind of cool, right?
That's like one per 7,000 square miles.
There's no way he did that math correct. So feel free to check
it out. All I see is algorithms in the air at all times. It's actually really distracting.
Yeah. No, this is still a brilliant car. I absolutely love it. And should you buy one today? Yeah. Go ahead.
Just, rear-wheel drive, mast, rated, manual, whatever.
We'll just cut at my bit, and then we'll just cut that part out.